Today, I would like to share about a very familiar person, and we still have something more to learn from her.
今天我想和大家分享的信息是关于一个圣经上我们非常熟悉的人物。我想我们可以向他学习更多。
Do you notice why those passages were being read? Four passages, four places. What is the common thing about these four passages?
我们刚才宣读的这个圣经是四段，这四节四段经文，大家觉得有什么共同点吗？
So we hear, what is your petition? What is your request?
我们都听到有同样的，就是说你求什么，你要什么。
Two weeks ago, I was reading Esther, and I come across those passages, and it just moved my heart to dwell on these passages and ponder what I could share with you.
两个星期之前，在我读以斯帖记的时候，我当读到这四个问题的时候，我的心就被打动了。
But let's go to 2 weeks ago, what's happening here in the chapel.
我们想一想两个星期之前在早会上发生了什么样的事情
呢? Guess, what are they doing?
他们正在干什么呢? 猜一猜。
Are they dancing?
他们是在跳舞吗?
Or they are just putting the food out for the service.
或者他们是在餐馆上菜。
Maybe they are doing some exercises.
也许他们是在做运动。
What are they doing?
他们到底在干什么呢?
You guess it right. Oh no, maybe it's a beauty contest.
也许是个选美大赛。
That was in my mind when they get out, it's beauty contest.
当他们出来的时候，我就想到可能是个选美大赛吧。
And that should be the correct answer, Kai Pa Wei Wei.
微微最后公布了正确答案。
No, yeah. But of course, it is the simply walking in circles.
他们只是绕着圈走而已。
Again, my mind cannot stop thinking of Esther.
我忍不住想，想这个以斯帖。
There's more to learn from Esther.
我们有更多向以斯帖学习的东西。
So I talk with my daughters and says, "What can you remember in your Sunday school about Esther?"
所以我就跟和我的女儿说，你还记得不记得在儿童主日学的时候，你听到的以斯帖的故事呢
？Yes, she pampered herself.
是的，她很臭美。
And then she pampered for one year, you know, to be in the beauty contest.
是的，她为了漂亮，她确实美容了整整一年。
There is something more we can learn from Esther.
但是我们可以向以斯帖学习更多的东西。
A while ago, we have our students read to us these passages. I will flip it because I would not have time to read it again. All these passages is about what is your petition, Esther, Queen Esther? What is your request?
所以我刚才读的这些经文都是关于，主要就是说，以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么
？Something struck me. These passages.
这段经文很吸引我。
When Esther answered the king,
当以斯帖回答王的时候
，She would answer, "My petition is this. My request is this."
她回答只是很简单的说啊，我想要这个，我想要那个。
So finally, we know what is her petition.
最后我们才知道她需要的是什么。
My petition is to grant me my life.
我的需要，我所求的就是我自己要自己的性命。
My request is to spare my people.
我要我的民得到拯救。
One request, one answered.
一个问题，一个答案。
One petition, one reply.
一个你要什么？这样你有什么可求的？然后是一个回答。
No more, no less.
也不多，也不少。
So one thing I learned from Esther is she's such a simple girl, but yet she's so special.
我学到的第一点就是说，她是一个很简朴、很朴素的人。
Isn't she that simple?
但是她却又很特别。
Where do we see her simplicity?
他真的是很朴素的人吗？我们从哪儿可以看出来呢
？We don't have time to dwell into other passages.
我们没有时间看其他的经文。
But we know that when she was brought into the palace,
但是我们知道，当她进入皇宫的时候
，before they would meet the king,
当他们见王之前
，they are allowed to grab anything you want.
他们可以要他们想要的任何东西。
This is your only chance to own.Many things you don't have outside the palace.
这是唯一的机会，你可以得到从宫外得不到的东西。
Another factor is Who was this Esther? Who is Esther?
另外一个问题是以斯帖是谁？
The Bible tells us she is an orphan.
圣经上告诉我们她是一个孤儿。
This girl was known as Esther, lovely in form and feature, and her cousin Mordecai taken her as his own daughter because her parents had died.
以斯帖呢是莫迪改叔叔的女儿。当她的父母去世之后，她的表哥莫迪改收她做自己的女儿。
From a psychological perspective, if a person is an orphan, be it boy or girl,
从心理学角度讲，她是一个孤儿，没有父母。
The hunger for father, of course, and for mother are in her heart.
她渴望父母的爱。
There's a study that finds out those who have no parents or even a father, no, or mother, worse, no, they have a void, a hunger inside.
事实证明，研究证明，如果一个人没有父亲或者母亲的关爱，他心里是需求这样的爱，需求父母的关爱。那么他心中是有一个空洞。
One orphan says, "When I think about my father, I become emotionally insecure, sad, angry."
缺乏父爱的一种表现就是说，当我想到我父亲的时候，我感到情感上没有安全感。
There are orphans says, "When I'm with my father, I don't act like myself."
当我在和我父亲相处的时候，我可能不能够正常的表现。
I feel numb. I feel numb.
我感觉到很麻木。
I've come across a lady with a. She has parents, but they are absent.
我遇到这样一位女士，她是有父母的，但是她不在身边。
She said, "I feel rejected."
她觉得自己是被抛弃了。
So what would an orphan like her, when she go into this palace, what would be a normal thing for her?
所以当以斯帖进入皇宫的时候，她心中所需要的是什么呢？
The more she should get because she was devoid of all these pleasures, right?
他应该是看到这样皇宫奢侈的生活，他应该感到很开心啊。
But the Bible says Esther stands out among the rest of the contestants.
但是圣经上却说，以斯帖是与众不同的，她很特别。
She is very simple.
她非常的简朴。
She didn't get more than what the eunuch who loved her so much would advise her to take.
他所要的不超过他所需要的，所以那个管事的人是很喜欢他的，很爱他。
There's a quote that says, "A simplicity is a lifestyle designed to focus on living on and veering away from material possessions."
这里有一句名言，就是说什么是那种自愿的简朴呢？就是说它是一种生活方式，注重于生活的层面，而不是。对物质的占有。
For an orphan like Esther, that's so unusual for her to be simple.
对于一个像以斯帖这样的孤儿来说，生活简朴对于她来说是不寻常的。
The Bible tells us Esther only take what the Haggai, the eunuch, entrusted her, and the girl pleased this person so much.
膝盖喜悦以斯帖，就恩待他，急忙给他需用的香品和他所当得的份，又派所当得的七个宫女服侍他，使他和他的宫女搬入女院上好的房屋。
And who is this Haggai? He is the one in charge of all these ladies, beautiful ladies.
谁是膝盖呢？膝盖就是管理这些女眷的那位。
Not only that, Esther won the favor of everybody, all the contestants, her competing friends.
不光是这样，其他的人也都非常喜欢以斯帖。
Of course, the most important thing is she won the favor and approval of the king.
最重要的是她赢得了王的喜爱。
So the first point, it makes me think, how do we live before God and man in simplistic beauty and in such a special way that would make the children of God, our role, stand out as children of God?
所以就是我第一点就让我想到我们作为神的儿女如何在上帝与人面前活出美丽简朴又与众不同的生活。
Second lesson I learned from Esther.
第二点我从以斯帖学到的一点就是
She is before that, okay, let me ponder for the first point.
我们再停留到第一点说一些。
As I ponder this, I remember way, way back, there was this pastor's wife who came into my house.
我想到说到第一点，我想到很久以前有一个牧师的妻子来到我们家。
She said, and then she go everywhere, says, "Wow, your kitchen is so big. I don't have that big kitchen."
她就在我们家就参观看，说你的厨房这么大，我们家就没这么大的厨房。
Oh, you have a garden. I don't have a garden, even though I'm in the fifth floor.
你还有一个花园，我没有。
But she doesn't know I have ondoy, I have flat, no.
他们家是住在五楼，而我是住在一楼，当然可以有花园了。
So do not compare with each other.
所以不要互相比来比去的，不要攀比。
We just have to see what we have and do not see what we don't have.
我们要看我们所拥有的，不要去看我们没有的。
Contentment is realizing that God has already given everything that I need.
什么是知足呢？知足就是你要相信上帝已经给了你所有的需要。
So come to the second point. Esther is submissive yet She has a strong character and principle.
我们所学的第二点就是说，以斯帖她谦卑顺服，但却有坚定的信念。
Who is she submissive to? You already know this is the Bible says her cousin, but he's like her adopted father, Mordecai.
就是说以斯帖即使进了皇宫，她其实还是对她的养父莫迪改是很顺服的。
In verse 19, it also says Esther kept the secret that.Her family background is Jewish, as Mordecai had told her to do before and inside the palace, she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions, as she had done when he was bringing her up.
就是当那个以斯帖进了皇宫之后，她还是听从那个莫迪改的教训，然后把她自己的身份隐秘了起来，没有告诉任何人。
So that is total submission.
这是完全的顺服。
And also one thing we saw when Mordecai found out the plot against the king, and he told Esther, you know, the Bible says Esther told the king and reported to the king, but giving credit to Mordecai.
当莫迪改发现那个有两个太监密谋要杀害国王的时候，他就告诉了以斯帖，然后以斯帖知道了之后就告诉王，但是他是说。是莫迪改，是奉莫迪改的名报告给王的。
So she knows how to conduct her life in the right principle.
所以她知道在生活中如何按照原则来行事。
Now, if he were to let the king be happy and said, "See, I saved you, Esther," would the man be put down? And what will you know the rest of the story? Maybe no more salvation for the people.
如果以斯帖当时他是为了显自己的名，说是我救了王，这个功劳是我的，写了自己的名的话，那可能就没有后来那个拯救以色列民的这个故事了。
Just one missing, just put my name instead of Mordecai. Can I do that? Just one. If I just put my name and not Mordecai, it wouldn't make any difference, right? It will make a big difference. We know the story.
也许有人觉得就是只不过改个名而已，只不过把莫迪改换成我以斯帖的名，那又有什么区别呢？
Because of that, we know the story. It was Mordecai who was awarded, and then, of course, the whole story. We see how God provided every incident, and finally, Esther was the one who petitioned and requested God, the people, and his her own life.
但是，正因为当时以斯帖是以莫迪改的名来报告于王的，所以呢，我们就看到后来故事发展，上帝如何拯救，又有那么多的巧合，然后是莫迪改最后被王奖赏，然后以斯帖呢又向王求，这样互动，最后以色列民得到拯救。
In the palace, she even know when to be strong. When the king said, "Who is that man that do such a thing?" She was already very accurate and pointing out the adversary.And the enemy is that Haman.
就是当以斯帖在王面前，述诸请求的时候，他很勇敢地指出了谁是他们的敌人，那就是哈曼。
So I see her submissive but strong in the right principle.
所以，以斯帖是一个有很坚定信念的女人。
You know, Haman's edict, the order, is to kill all the Jews throughout the Persian Empire.
当时以斯帖所处的那个时代是波斯帝国统治，就是世界很大的一个。
The Jews spread throughout the empire, and there was no Jewish nation, no identity. They would be easily wiped out.
但是当时，犹太人是什么情况呢？他们被分散在波斯帝国甚至帝国之外的地方，所以他们没有一个中心，是没有一个集中的国家。他们的犹太身份也不是很集中，所以他们是很容易被灭绝的。
If the plot of Haman were pushed through, then you know the time of Queen Esther is also the time of Nehemiah, Ezra, Zerubbabel. They will also be wiped out.
所以当时如果哈曼的这个计谋得逞的话，那么当时在波斯帝国的犹太人确实是会被灭绝的，甚至帝国之外也不能幸存。
So it says even the messenger was sent throughout the provinces, the empire, you know, because Persian king ruled over all, and all Jews, young and old, women and child, would be killed on the date that appointed, and their property given to those who killed them. And among them, if this happened, even Nehemiah, Ezra, they cannot be free, and also Zerubbabel, who.Maybe no more Jews left.
就说当时信使波斯帝国的信使已经都被派到波斯帝国的各省，那么这些人呢就是发出一个王的旨意，要在第二年的那一天要把所有的犹太人赶尽杀绝，无论男女老少赶尽杀绝。这样的话很危险，因为犹太人在那个时候是分散在整个波斯帝国，很容易被灭绝。
BecauseEsther knows when to reveal her identity, when not to reveal. She had a submissive heart and she had a strong will to do what God is pleasing. Do we have such submissive heart? Do we have such strong will in doing what is pleasing to God?
以斯帖他知道当时的状况是什么样子，知道自己的犹太人身份，那么所以他就做了上帝喜悦的事，他有坚定的信念，他又十分的顺服，所以他要既顺服上帝又坚定信念，要做喜悦上帝的事。
I remember a boy. The father likes to buy him toys for him to fix.
我想起来有个故事，就是有个男孩，他爸爸给他买了一个模型飞机，飞机模型。
One day he opened and it's an airplane model.
Yeah, 那是一个飞机模型。
And there is an instruction book beside.
旁边就是说明书。
But he's so eager toPut the airplane together, he doesn't even bother about the instruction books.
但是他太着急要把这个飞机安装起来，所以他就不看说明书，自己安
装。So he glued everything, he glued up the airplane.
他把这个模型就那个零件安装起来。
But just missing one step.
但是就少了一步。
To put the pilot inside the cockpit.
他没有把驾驶员放到那个机舱里面。
So it's so important to follow instructions.
所以要按照指导，按照说明来做事是很重要的。
BSOP here at BSOP, three years training, we have many instructions coming from different departments.
我们在此学习的两三年中，我们也有很多需要注意的事项。
The academic, the, you know, the food committee, even the practical department.
无论学习上还是在食堂吃饭的时候或者是实习，都有很多的那个指导。
The student handbook have many also rules and regulations.
我们必须遵循很多的那个规章制度。
Jesus once talked about how to be a wise man. A wise man would follow instruction and the house will never fall down. 聪明的人。
耶稣基督曾说过，什么是明智聪明的人呢？聪明的人就是要根据这个规则来做事，否则就会失败。
Not only have the instructions but to follow through humbly, submissively.
不光是要遵循这个规则原则，同时也要很谦卑的来做这些，按照原则来做事。
Principle, yeah, with the right principle.
按照正确的原则来做事。
Because if we obey rules, then when we go out, we can help others obey the rules too.
因为我们遵守规则，那也可以帮助鼓励别人来遵守规则。
The last point I see from Esther is very famous. She seeks after God, although I find herself sufficient in God.
第三点就是以斯帖是一个寻求神心意的人，同时他也在主内得到了满足。
We know that for a while she was hesitant to go to the palace because she said, "For 30 days, I'm not being called by the king already. 30 days."
开始的时候，其实她是很不情愿、不敢去见王的，因为王已经30天没有见她了。
She knows the palace regulations.
她知道宫廷规矩。
Without being called and you enter, then your life will be in risk at risk.
如果王没有召你，你就去的话，你是有生命危险的。
But we see how Esther.Changed her mind, and she said to Mordecai, "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa. Fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will also fast likewise. When that is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish."
我们后来看到以斯帖改变了心意，他改变了主意，所以他就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你当去招聚书山城所有的犹太人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。
We saw the figure 3 days, 3 nights.
我们看到这个数字三天三夜。
How many hours is that?
一共有多少个小时呢？他进食有多少个小时？
72 only?
只有72个小时吗？
But she's facing a very important task to save the life of the whole nation.
他现在面临一个非常艰巨的任务，就是要拯救他整个犹太民族。
Imagine yourself in her shoes. Put yourself in her shoes.
想一想，我们感同身受的，设身处地的想一想他当时的心情。
Three days, three nights might seem like never end, or I don't know. It's longer than 3 days, three nights.
三昼，当时的那个三昼三夜，我们想一想，是不是更长呢
？Waiting, pondering, you know, even 1 hour is hard to pass.
当时他就等待徘徊，不知道该怎么办。
What should be done? How should I?Face the king.
一个小时都很漫长，对于他来说，我该怎么办呢？我怎么面对王呢
？Like the Psalms, we said, waiting and waiting, waiting, like the watchman waiting for the dawn.
就像诗篇当中说的，等我等待，就像守夜的等待天亮。
I don't know how is her heart or atmosphere, her was feeling inside her.
我不知道她当时心里到底是什么样的感觉。
And her group of maidens serving her.
还有她的那些女仆们到底在是感受是什么样子的
？Maybe that 3 days, three nights is like 3 decades.
也许当时的三昼三夜相当于30年啊。
But we see how God provides. He is our very present help.
我们看到上帝供应，他是我们随时的帮助。
Yes, the book of Esther talk about how God saves the people.The Jewish people from the plot, and the one who had this plan was himself being hung for execution.
我们在以斯帖记中看到上帝是如何拯救以色列人的。那一位要害以色列民族的，要杀戮以色列民族的，最后如何他自己被挂到了那个木架上。
Although this is the only book in the Bible without the name of God,
这是圣经上唯一一卷书没有提到神。
And it is the only book that talk about Jews in the diaspora.
这也是唯一的一本书，就是一卷书提到整个犹太人散居在各国。
But we see these people who fear God, how their lives reflect that God is indeed in control.
但是我们看到这个书中的人物是如何敬畏神。然后所有一切都是在神的掌控之中。
We rejoice knowing that in every dark cloud, the night will turn to morning.
我们应该在上帝中喜乐欢喜，因为在上帝里，我们知道每一片乌云都会过去的，而且每一个晚上都将迎来另一个黎明。
Our salvation is in Him alone.
我们的信是在他里面，我们只信他。
So I ponder on this question, are we seeking God who is the all-sufficient person in our lives that provides all our needs?
所以我就在想，自己在想，我们是否追求上帝美好的旨意呢？因为他满足我们一切的需求。
Now we have our 4 and 5th floor, 4 and a half floor up there.
我们现在有四楼有五楼。
And but the noise of the rain would disturb the class lectures.
有时候上面在建的时候那个噪音影响我们上课。
I come across a news that says there is a journal of physics, a new journal of physics. They find something that can soundproof the walls.
我看到那个有一个杂志上是物理方面的一个杂志上面说到，嗯，科学研究现在有一种东西，它是可以隔声的、隔音的。
They've invented this soundproof thing. They call it acoustic clock. Clock.
他们叫做声音的衣服，就是说其实可以放在墙壁上，可以贴到墙壁上，可以隔音。
Day in, day out, we are also bombarded with many noises around us.
每一天我们进进出出都有很多的噪音。
But God also provides us a spiritual acoustic clock.
但是神呢，也在我们的生命当中，我们的灵里面给我们一个防隔音的一个衣服。
That is to come before Him and have our devotional time.Quiet time with Him.
这就是我们每一天要灵修到他面前来安静。
We no longer have the group devotion, but are we doing our own quiet time before the Lord?
我说就是不是集体灵修，就是我们自己安静在神面前，我们有吗？
Our devotional time is like that quiet soundproof clock that would put our concerns in God's hand.
我们个人的灵修就是像有一个隔音把我们包起来，我们安安静静的在神面前。
God gives peace to those who come before Him.
神给那些就是寻求他的人那个平安。
Do we find this precious time of seeing God every day in our devotion?
我们应该每一天都在我们的灵修中寻找这样宝贵的时间和上帝单独安静的相处。
So as I summarize these three lessons from Esther, I see her simple yet special, submissive yet strong, seeking God yet she is sufficient in Him.
所以从以斯帖上我们又学到三点，我总结一下。第一点就是她简单朴素却又是优秀独特，谦卑顺服却信念坚定，寻求上帝却有主力满足。
Because God is that what we need.
所以上帝就是很多很多。
Whatever you need, God is there.
无论你什么时候需要他，他都在你那儿，在身边。
The whole book of Esther, the theme could be redemption, salvation.
整个以斯帖所讲的主题可能是拯救和救赎。
So as I prepare, there's a song that rings in my heart. It says, "My Redeemer lives."
所以有一首歌深处我心，叫做《我的救赎者活着》。
And I'd like to share this song with all of you.
请大家来一起和我分享这首歌。
Let us sing in Chinese first. No, but I think it's in Chinese originally.
我们首先用中文来唱第一遍。
We can we hear first the melody.
首先我们听一下它的那个曲调。
And think of Esther. This is the story of Esther, our Redeemer's lives. Not only yesterday, today, but forever, wherever you are.
拯救犹太人以色列民，拯救以斯帖。这位神也是我们的神，他不仅在过去拯救，如今拯救，他永远也是我们的救赎者。
So let us sit down and sing in Chinese, and then we'll rise up and sing in English.
所以我们第一遍用中文来唱，坐着唱；第二遍用英文来唱，
you know the song,
请大家起立。第二遍用英文唱的时候再起立。
我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永远的主。当我在世路迷失时，他领我走正义路。我知道 我的救赎之活着，他是用我的主。当我在旷野孤独时，他伴我的我的灯。我知道我的救赎主永远活着，我心不再忧虑，我要在每一个日夜里领受他的丰盛之爱。我知道我的救赎主永远活着，我灵不再沉睡，当好像想起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。 As I ponder on this song, I remember like 2 weeks ago.
当我们唱这首歌的时候，我想起两个星期之前。
When we were, Mrs. Ko was treating us the 葡萄。The 点心的葡萄，
有人请我们吃一个点心的时候，
I have to go and get those about 400 poodles from Kyoto.
我从Kyoto 拿了400个，取了400个点心。
No, I was in that L300, 但那个车那个大旧车哈，那个我们的车哈。
嗯，我坐在车上。
The Kyoto has so many jeepneys, 很多吉普车。
那个地方有很多吉普尼。
And when we're about to return to BSOP,
当我们从要回到 BSOP 的时候，
there's a jeepney honking at us, honk honk honk. 有
那个吉普尼很颠簸
啊，他在叫我们停哦。
啊，吉普尼要叫我们停。
He says, 他在指我们的轮胎破掉了。
He said the jeepney driver said that our tire has a flat, it's flat.
And of course, my driver, 我的司机就要去弄一弄啊，他要可能放风啊，什么加风啊，原来哦，整个轮要换掉的。
So my driver just got down and want to fix it, but the whole tire actually is destroyed.
Okay, we came back to BSOP through the, 我们从那个高速公路回到飞盛了。
So we got back in the highway.
因为那天我有上课。
Because that day I had class.
要走的时候，我的司机说：“今天回去不能走那个高速公路了，很危险，四个轮都不是好的。
” So the driver told me, "When we go back, we cannot drive our van on the highway because the four tires are not good."
他说四个轮要换掉。
The four tires should be repaired or changed.
他有时候大主张，我说不可以只换两个。
So I told him, change four, not two.
不过真的拿到那个，隔天他拿到那个要换轮胎的人说，那个人就检查，那个人本来他不会马上给我们换四个的，他一定会两个全部都要换，真的很，所以好像人把割破的这样子
啊。So next day when we fixed in the garage, the repairer so said to us, yeah, all of four tires are bad.
当天有新闻说有一部大车在那高速公路因为轮爆炸了它翻倒了哦。别的车啊别的车。
So a news from that day, a big car, well,
只有一个轮爆炸它就
turned down because of one of the tires is flat.
然后我告诉院长他从印尼回来他说好危险哦如果不知道如果没有到那个 cable, 如果没有那个Jimmy 的跟你说，你就是回来也是高速公路哦，不知道哦。
So Dr. Shaw told me that it's very dangerous if the Jimmy driver didn't tell you that one of your tire is flat, you will maybe make some incident on the highway.
Fine, I like this song, and we can all rise up and sing the English together.
请大家起立，我们一起来唱第二遍，用英文来唱。
For I know Jesus Jesus reigns forevermore, my Savior and my King. When I'm lost in the deep valley, He leads me back to His way. For I know Jesus reigns forevermore, my Savior and my King. When I'm alone in wilderness, His light shines upon my path. For I know Jesus reigns forever, my heart will not forget. He fills my every day and night with abundance of His life. For I know my Redeemer lives forever, my heart will never fear. And on the day when the trumpet sounds, I will see His face. With my eyes, I will see His face. Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
天父们，感谢你，无时无刻你都陪伴着我们。这本以斯帖的书差一点从经上被夺走了，但是主你保留 这本我们很熟悉的这本书，今天再次向以斯帖学习。我们想到我们当中很多要当师母的，很多当太太的，很多的你传道，主啊，教导我们能够成为你手中的以斯帖，在你把我们安放的岗位上真的为主你发光。我们这样祷告，是奉主的名求，